Charles Claybaker spent 5 tours in Afghanistan, kicking in doors and taking out terrorists. But an aircraft crash in 2010 left the Army Ranger with a crushed leg, hip, and spine, and a traumatic brain injury. Army doctors loaded him up with dozens of prescriptions to numb the pain and keep his PTSD in check. But on the pills, Claybaker says he went from a highly trained fighting machine to a zombie for at least 2 hours a day.
I mean, I'm talking mouth open, staring into space.
Claybaker decided he would rather live in constant pain. He took himself off the opioids and suffered for 8 months. Then he discovered marijuana. And he says it changed his life.
Yeah, and then so I'll just take a couple of puffs sometimes. You know, it just depends on the day or what's going on or how bad it is.
He says marijuana relieved his pain and helped with his anxiety. Claybaker says marijuana also helped him focus, and he finally started feeling more like himself.
I was a 2013 gold medalist at the Warrior Games in archery. I graduated summa cum laude from Eckerd College. I started my own charity. I actually adopted my 14-year-old brother, who's now on a full-ride scholarship to Oregon State. I understand that marijuana has some ills, but for me personally, it absolutely helped me do all those things.
Claybaker was among more than a dozen veterans recently profiled by the Sarasota Herald Tribune. They're all pushing the federal government to reclassify marijuana. But the report found they face an uphill battle to change the rules so their VA doctors can prescribe it and their insurance will cover it. That's because marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug, which means it has no medical value. The classification, along with its federal illegal status, means there hasn't been a lot of medical research on marijuana.
We're realizing that there's a lot of holes here in our knowledge.
That's Ziva Cooper, a professor at Columbia University Medical Center. Last year, Cooper and other researchers published a study that evaluated 10,000 scientific papers in which marijuana was referenced. They found substantial evidence that chronic pain can be reduced by substances in marijuana known as cannabinoids, including widely sold products like CBD. But the report found no scientific studies on marijuana's use for PTSD.
We need those rigorous double-blind, placebo-controlled studies to inform us if cannabis can actually help with this or cannabinoids.
Janine Lutz thinks marijuana could have saved her son. John Lutz died from suicide after serving with the Marines in Iraq and Afghanistan. Today, Lutz runs the Live to Tell Foundation, which supports military veterans and their families. While hosting events for vets, Lutz learned how many of them self-medicate with marijuana. She says the government needs to act.
Stop playing games with the lives of America's sons and daughters, and if they want cannabis, give it to them, and stop giving them these psychotropic, dangerous drugs that are destroying their bodies and their minds.
The VA says it can't research or prescribe marijuana to veterans unless Congress changes the federal law. New VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says he's got to follow the rules.
I'm not a doctor, never played one on television. I'm not a scientist. I will follow the federal law. And the federal law is very clear.
The American Legion polled its 2 million members and found that 92% favor more marijuana research and 81% support federal legalization. The group has since pushed Congress to change the classification of marijuana to allow more research. That request has gone nowhere. I'm Julio Ochoa in Tampa.